In the ravaged landscape of central Haiti, Dr. Paul Farmer walks where few dare to tread. Against a backdrop of political turmoil and crushing poverty, this Harvard-trained physician has pledged his life to serving those society has forgotten. What makes Farmer extraordinary isn't just his brilliant medical mind, but his revolutionary approach to patients. At Boston's prestigious Brigham and Women's Hospital, he sits on the bed of Joe, an HIV-positive drug addict, engaging with humor and humanity rather than clinical detachment. In Haiti's desolate central plateau, at his clinic called Zami La Sante, Farmer's true work unfolds, challenging the accepted wisdom that quality health care cannot reach the poorest of the poor. His writings reveal the intimate connections between inequality and disease. His anger at systemic injustices palpable. Yet this fierce intellectual critique contrasts with his gentle bedside manner. Watch him in the courtyard of his clinic, moving through a sea of suffering with purpose and grace, addressing urgent needs while maintaining the warmth that defines his mission. The stark contrast between his approaches, the compassionate healer and the fierce critic of global health inequities, highlights a man driven by a singular vision, to prove that the accident of where you're born shouldn't determine whether you live or die from treatable diseases. The road to Kanj winds through barren landscapes filled with beggars, a stark reflection of the challenges farmers' patients face accessing care. Yet Zami La Sante stands as an unlikely oasis, offering hope within Haiti's crushing poverty. The clinic turns no one away for lack of payment, radical in a country where healthcare is unaffordable for most. Its comprehensive approach combines treatment with prevention through vaccinations, improved sanitation, and TB programs, effectively reducing the spread of HIV and typhoid by addressing their social roots. Despite limited resources, Zami La Sante delivers world-class care, proving quality health care for the poor is achievable. Farmer channels his Harvard earnings directly into health justice, living simply and working tirelessly, driven by an unwavering commitment to fight health care inequities others consider inevitable. As night falls over Haiti's central plateau, Farmer makes his rounds, visiting patients in their homes. These nighttime walks reveal both poverty's harsh realities and his persistent hope, as he offers not just treatment, but understanding and advocacy. Farmer challenges misconceptions about Haiti, particularly regarding medicine and traditional beliefs. His research shows that access to resources, not cultural beliefs, drives treatment success. By providing social support alongside medicine, he redefines patient compliance through a lens of empathy and social justice. A journey to remote Morne Michel reveals layered injustices. The steep, rugged hiking paths mirror local Haitians' daily struggles. Against a backdrop of natural beauty, stories of displacement expose how structural violence hides behind development projects. Farmer consistently refuses to accept limitations others see as inevitable, insisting on excellence in care while addressing the root social causes of illness. Farmer's unconventional upbringing in a large family, often living in places like a converted bus, fostered the resilience and curiosity that would shape his future. His father's adventurous spirit and alternative approach to education fueled his passion for learning and service. At Duke University, he distinguished himself through his exceptional memory and ability to connect with others. His time in Paris, where he developed French fluency and engaged in political discourse, sparked his interest in medical anthropology. Influenced by Rudolf Virchow's view of medicine as a social science, Farmer began seeing healthcare through the lens of social justice. His work with migrant workers and growing connection to Haiti crystallized his mission, addressing the root causes of illness, not just its symptoms. This commitment would evolve from an intellectual pursuit into a lifelong journey to transform both individual lives and healthcare systems. A heartfelt letter from Ophelia Dahl reveals the personal cost of Farmer's all-consuming mission. Despite their deep connection formed in Haiti, their relationship couldn't survive the demands of his work. This exemplifies the central tension between Farmer's personal life and professional calling, as he refused to compartmentalize like most physicians. Later, Farmer married Dee Dee Bertrand from Conje, and they had a daughter, Catherine. Yet the tension persisted, captured in moments like Farmer dancing with his daughter while feeling pulled by his global responsibilities. Two photographs, one of Catherine, another of a patient, symbolize this constant duality in his life. During his Harvard years, Farmer merged faith with empirical knowledge. His Haiti experience showed him that religion and practical action could coexist, leading him to view healthcare as both a moral and scientific pursuit. By combining liberation theology with medicine and anthropology, he achieved breakthroughs through cultural understanding and collaboration with native healers, creating an effective blend of traditional and modern approaches. Farmer's vision found crucial backing from philanthropist Tom White, whose generous financial support, despite personal misgivings about wealth, enabled vital infrastructure development in Haiti, from bakeries to modern clinics. This partnership led to the creation of Partners in Health, PIH, which would evolve from a single rural clinic to a global health movement. By the mid-1980s, Farmer had transformed Conje into a thriving community health center, making steady progress each summer with Ophelia's assistance. This work continued even as Haiti descended into political chaos following the fall of dictator Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier. During the subsequent Deschoucage movement, Farmer documented army violence against hospitals and protesters while maintaining his commitment to healthcare delivery. PIH distinguished itself by rejecting conventional limitations on healthcare in poor settings, choosing instead to provide comprehensive care that addressed both immediate medical needs and underlying social health factors. A stark epidemiological map divides humanity based on health outcomes, determined largely by wealth and poverty. This divide is particularly evident in the treatment of tuberculosis, especially its drug-resistant forms. Multidrug-resistant tuberculosis, MDR-TB, emerges where poverty meets inadequate healthcare. In Conje, lacking resources led to preventable TB deaths. Farmer and Jim Yong Kim, through their organization Partners in Health, discovered alarming rates of drug-resistant TB in Peru's slums. This finding challenged the World Health Organization's DOT strategy, showing how inadequate treatment protocols actually increased resistance. At a Chicago conference, Farmer confronted myths about MDR-TB, arguing that ignoring resistance strains leads to greater costs and stronger disease variants. He maintained a simple position: sick people deserve treatment, regardless of cost-effectiveness calculations. This stance represents Farmer's broader challenge to how we determine who deserves care. While conventional approaches rely on cost-effectiveness analyses that implicitly value some lives over others, Farmer advocates for a preferential option for the poor. His work shows that the barrier to treatment isn't typically medical knowledge or resources, but rather the moral imagination to see the poor as deserving of equal care.